Chapter 3. Monsters. Robin. It's funny, Robin notes, as she sits on the deck of the Thousand Sunny, book in hand, that the people who are called demon, monster, devil aboard this ship of dreams are not the true monsters. Her, who is called the Devil Child of the Demons of O'Hara, Chopper and Brooke, monsters for their devil fruits, Frankie a freak and demon for his body, and choice of style. No, she thinks, watching her crew as they spend the day on the deck of the Sunny. Not monsters at all. It's in the little things that give away their true nature. It's in the way Nami's fingers sharpen to points when she spots a dash of gold, and her molten eyes scan the horizon for a storm she knows at heart and soul. The way Sanji's legs move with an unnatural ease, and smoke drifts from his mouth more often than not, even when he hasn't touched his cigarette in hours. It's in the way Usopp's hair looks like soft feathers, if you look at him in the right light, and how his eyes, different from Nami's, but still so sharp, appear to see worlds far different than their own. Robin wonders if his stories, occasionally told in a pitch too high or low even for Chopper's ears, are true, if only in his visions. It's in the way that Zoro seems to have one too many limbs at any given moment, even if none of them can prove it. How his wounds seal faster when sake is offered to him instead of taken by him, and how his swords sing with the voices of souls only quelled by his and his captain's tone. The bloodlust in his eyes is another trait that sends shivers down Robin's spine. Is it from his demonic nature, or just a Zoro-specific trait? And it's especially in the way Luffy smiles, all sharp, deadly teeth and glinting black eyes, in the pale light of the morning or during a battle, and how he will go out and hunt and not smell like anything animal, but rather human, when he comes back, licking red blood from his lips. No. Those from the Grand Line are not the true monsters on this ship, even if they look the part. Though Chopper hasn't realized that fact yet, poor thing. Brooke will see it soon, she knows, if he doesn't already. And Jinbei must know, for those who see a demon die are never quite the same. She ponders if Frankie knows the truth. He must have an inkling, she finally decides, knowing what he saw when they were all fighting at Enies Lobby, among other places. Hellfire burning a flag, and later a dogman, thunder wrought in a room defying all logic, even with the help of a weapon. The dark aura that sprung forth as the first mate fought back the veil, bringing forth his soul, and the sheer presence of their beloved captain as he destroyed his body and the enemies all for her. Did she dream the crown of hell above his head, or was that just a trick of the light? She wonders if he's afraid or is comforted by the fact that his captain will never eat a body made of metal. In his right mind, that is. Oh well, she shrugs, laughing at some of the antics of her crew. We're all monsters in some manner, aren't we? We wouldn't have lasted this far into the Grand Line if we weren't. Abandoning her book and her dark thoughts, she gets up from her lawn chair, turning Chopper away with a hand just as Luffy's eyes flash red with the scent of meat coming from the kitchen. Brooke shouting joyously beside him. Yes. We're all monsters here on the glorious ship of dreams.